In this lesson, we're going to take a breakdown vocal in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a proper jungle-style resample. This is one of those moves that instantly gives your track more identity, more tension, and way more old-school DNB character. The big idea is simple. Instead of leaving a vocal breakdown sitting there as a clean lead-in, we're going to record it into audio, then chop it up into something musical, gritty, and reusable. That chopped-up vocal can become a hook, a fill, a transition, or even a rhythmic texture that sits right inside the groove with your drums and bass. This technique is huge in drum and bass because the genre lives on contrast. You want the drop to hit hard, and one of the best ways to make that happen is to create a breakdown that has movement and personality. Resampling lets you freeze that energy and reshape it into something a little more raw, a little more broken, and a lot more interesting. First, pick a vocal breakdown section that already has some emotion. It could be a sung phrase, a spoken sample, or even a short a cappella line. Keep it beginner-friendly and choose something simple, ideally 1-8 bars long. Put that vocal on its own audio track, and make sure it sits in a breakdown space in the arrangement. Good spots are right before the first drop, before a switch-up, or in the middle of a second breakdown. If the vocal is too clean, that's fine. We're going to shape it. And if the phrase is a bit raw already, even better. That kind of texture can work really well for jungle and old-school vibes. Also, try to focus on one memorable phrase instead of trying to use the whole section. In DNB, repetition and focus usually hit harder than too much information. Next, set up a resample track. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. That means Ableton will record the full output of what you hear, including the vocal and any effects you've put on it. For this lesson, that's exactly what we want. Keep the original vocal track playing, and if you want, add a little reverb or delay before printing so the texture gets captured too. Then arm the resampled track and get ready to record in real time. A useful beginner tip here is to record more than you think you need. Even if you only plan to use 2 bars, capture 4 or 8 bars if you can. Those extra breaths, tails, and little accidental moments are often the things that make a resample feel alive. That's the kind of detail that gives you that classic jungle vibe. Before you print the audio, shape the vocal with a simple effect chain. Keep it musical and don't overdo it. A really solid beginner chain would be EQ8, auto filter, reverb or echo, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean up the low end, maybe high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. If the vocal is too bright, use auto filter to gently low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a bit of reverb for space, maybe with a decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds and a modest wet amount. You can also add echo sync to the track for some delay throws. Then use utility if the whole chain gets a bit too loud. For old school jungle flavor, space and filtering go a long way. You want character, not a giant washed out mess. The goal is to make the vocal feel like part of the record, not like a polished pop leaf floating over the top. Now record the breakdown into audio. Arm the resample track, hit record, and let the section play through. Make sure you let the tails breathe. Don't stop too early, because the end of the phrase is often where the most useful material lives. Reverb tails, delay repeats, and little room sounds can all become great chop material later. If the phrase ends strongly, give yourself an extra bar or two so you can capture that space cleanly. Once you've got the recording, listen back and find the best part. You can keep it on the same track or duplicate it to a new track if you want to preserve the original print. If you need to, consolidate the clip so it starts neatly on the grid. Then turn warp on if necessary and pick the right warp mode. For full vocal phrases, Complex or Complex Pro usually works well. If the material is very rhythmic and percussive, beats can be useful too. At this stage, don't obsess over making every tiny syllable perfect. Just get the main phrase lined up so the groove feels usable. A little human looseness is actually good here. If everything is too perfectly locked, it can lose some of that tension that makes DNB feel alive. Now comes the fun part. Slice the vocal into playable chops. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the vocal has clear words or breaths, slicing by transients is a great starting point. If you want a more even rhythmic pattern, try slicing by 8th notes or 16th notes. Ableton will put the slices into a drum rack, which means you can trigger each chop like a drum hit. This is where you start thinking like a DNB producer. Don't just treat the vocal like a melody. Treat it like part of the rhythm section. Try building a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern with one longer hit on beat 1 or beat 3, then a couple of quick replies after that. Leave space. Let the drums breathe. A chopped vocal can answer the breakbeat in a really cool call and response way, and that's a huge part of the old school jungle feel. Now let's process the chopped vocals so it sits nicely in the tune. On the drum rack or audio track, use something simple like EQ8, saturator, compressor, auto filter, or a short echo. Cut the low end so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Add a little saturator if you want grit, maybe just a couple of dB of drive. A light compressor can glue the chops together. And if you want movement, automate the filter cutoff or throw in short delay hits on selected chops. If the chops are too loud or too distracting, turn the track down first before adding more processing. That's a big one. In D&B, balance matters a lot. The vocal should lift the groove, not crowd out the bass line or take over the whole mix. A good rule is to keep the vocal bright and characterful, but never let it steal the low end. Now we make it feel like an arrangement, not just a loop. Use automation to create tension. For example, you could slowly open the auto filter cutoff over the last couple of bars, or raise the reverb, wet amount right before the drop. You could also increase echo feedback slightly for a final throw, or lower utility gain for a falling away effect. That kind of movement is what turns a chopped vocal into a proper breakdown moment. A nice arrangement shape is this. Keep the first few bars sparse and filtered, bring in a few more chops and delay throws in the middle, then reduce everything to a final vocal phrase right before the drop. After that, let the drums and bass hit hard. That contrast is the magic. In D&B, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is remove elements at just the right moment. Another classic move is to build a reverse layer. Duplicate one of your best vocal chops or tails, reverse it, and place it so it leads into a phrase or the drop. If you want, add a bit of reverb or delay before reversing it, then high pass it around 200 Hz so it feels airy and ghostly. This works great as a pre-drop swell. It's subtle, but it adds a lot of tension. Now test everything against your drums and bass. Soloing the vocal is useful while you're editing, but the real test is how it behaves in the full track. Check whether the vocal leaves space for the snare on 2 and 4. Check whether it clashes with the kick or sub. Check whether it supports the call and response of the bass line. If the bass line is busy, keep the vocal chops shorter. If the bass line is sparse, you can let the vocal tails breathe a little more. A really effective D&B move is to use the resampled vocal in the intro and breakdown, then pull it out of the drop, so the drop feels bigger. You can also keep one tiny vocal stab inside the drop as a recurring hook. That's a simple trick, but it works. Here's a quick creative challenge if you want to push this further. Make one clean version of the resample and one dirtier version. The clean one can stay spacious and open, while the dirty one can be more filtered, more saturated, and more chopped. Having both gives you more options when you arrange the tune. You can also turn one chop into a motif by repeating it with small timing changes. Or try a triplet-style response right before the drop for a more classic jungle bounce. Remember, the goal is not to create a perfect vocal solo. The goal is to make a usable D&B texture. Think in phrases, think in rhythm, and think about how the vocal supports the drums. If one chop feels good as a percussion hit, that's a huge win. If a slice makes the groove better even when the bass is muted, you're definitely on the right track. So to recap, choose a vocal breakdown with emotion, set up a resampled track in Ableton Live 12, shape the vocal lightly, record the section into audio, slice it into playable chops, then process, and automate it so it builds tension into the drop. Keep the low end clean, keep the arrangement spacious, and let the vocal work like part of the rhythm section. That's how you turn a simple breakdown into a proper jungle or old-school D&B weapon. Now go build that vocal tool, print a clean version and a dirty version, and see which one makes the drop feel nastier.